Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. We got a final in Class C2, if you're interested.
I am.
Norfolk Catholic, 23. Hardington Cedar Catholic, 0.
Clock struck 12 for the 12th seed.
The Class C1 title game is coming up at 2:45 between Aurora and Pierce. Undefeated, both of them. Aurora dropped down from Class B. Pierce has been the favorite and needed a little bit of competition probably in C1. And here comes Aurora, and they're both, they've been on a collision course basically the entire year, as have Gross and Bennington, and they'll play each other tonight in the Class B state title game. Also, quickly, some volleyball notes here coming across for Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
Maddie Kubik will not be returning for an extra season in Lincoln next year. She had one available for COVID year. Not going to take advantage, so she's 4 and out. Also, Kenzie Knuckles.
Great name.
Not coming back and not using her extra year of eligibility. So, 4 and out for both of those ladies. They'll try and continue on their quest to win a national championship. Wisconsin coming up at home for the Big Ten finale on Saturday, I think. Is it Saturday or Friday?
I think it's Friday.
Oh, what a day.
Yeah.
Oh, what a day. We can get some confirmation on that before we send you off into a different thing here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Friday, 7 o'clock, Big Ten Network.
Woo! And then Minnesota on Saturday.
Ooh, that's a tough back-to-back.
Yeah, it is. Two top 10 teams, and then you go into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You'll go from there. So some news heading into the final couple matches for Nebraska volleyball. Seasons are ending. Dion really wants respect. That's all he wants. You said he had a great take.
He did.
He says, we just want respect. The YouTube mob, led by Dion, by the way, just wants some damn respect.
And we're giving it to him. That's a great take, Dion. Rice is actually not that bad.
Rice is good. We like Rice.
I did my top five Rices in the...
exclusive YouTube comments. Yep. Don't say them out loud. In order to see them, you have to go to our YouTube or, 1620thezone.com, watch on Twitch.
They're on the stream, and if I could just do the internet thing, number 3 will surprise you.
It will. It does. All right, NFL reaction, overreaction quickly before we get to Josh's other list today, which is the bottom five teams in the NFL. Once again, Robin Washington's going to join in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get through some coaching stuff. And I know we haven't touched it much today, but we'll get through some coaching stuff in the 1 o'clock
hour. That's why the people are here. They want to know how hard we're honking today.
That's right. We're not honking at all, by the way. Not for honking, anyway. I'll honk on my own accord. Not for honking. Josh, what do we have on NFL reaction overreaction today?
I read a take. You tell us if it is a proper reaction or a gross overreaction. We begin. Number 1. The Minnesota Vikings were exposed as frauds on Sunday against the Cowboys.
Overreaction.
Okay.
But it's a mild overreaction. The Vikings are good, and they may be one of the best teams the NFC has to offer. And they had a bad day. They had a bad day. So there are things to worry about for them. But I do think frauds is a tad strong. It's a tad strong. This is a good team. Like if you tell me that they're frauds, I'm thinking, oh, like what are they? They're like a 500 team that's posing as an 8-2 team. No, they're good. So not frauds.
Yeah, frauds is a little strong. The Cowboys are better.
Cowboys are weird too.
I think Thursday will kind of be fairly telling.
Cowboys G-men?
No, the Vikings. Vikings Patriots.
Oh yeah, that is the night game on
Thursday.
That
is the night game. The Vikings are a better team than the Patriots. But it is in primetime. Is the Kirk Cousins primetime thing real?
Oh yeah.
Or not? I think you'll be able to tell a lot from Thursday's game.
Don't you got to hammer the Pats on that?
You fade your own brain on these games, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll have some picks to make, by the way, tomorrow.
Got a lot of picks to make tomorrow.
we got a lot of stuff to do. And Creighton might be going for a Maui championship.
Maui, wowie. There you go, Omaha World Herald. You can have that one.
Yeah, it's already pre-written, I think. Next.
Take number two. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP favorite.
Not at all an overreaction, Josh. In fact, it is the actual literal truth. He is minus 160 on the money line to win the MVP, which is miles ahead of Jalen Hurts, plus 600. Josh Allen, plus 650. Tua Tagovailoa, plus 650. Things can change, but we had a really, really big shift over the weekend. And now we're heading into this stretch of the season where you're sort of set in your ways. There's still a lot of things to do, you know, to sort out here in the NFL, obviously. But we have reached the conclusion as NFL fans, the Chiefs are the best team. They are the team that we have to take down.
They are Thanos.
And
they are inevitable.
And Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are the people that are standing in our way.
Yeah.
That's the story. So not an overreaction, not at all.
No. Take number three, the Washington Football Commanders will make sure each team from the NFC East makes the playoff.
I like how you say the Washington Football Commanders, because that's what I call them.
Well, it's what was written.
Play along, Josh.
Sorry. People like peeking behind the curtain.
Yeah, the Washington Football Commanders, that's the team we're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
This is an overreaction. But it's not because of the Washington Football Commanders.
Okay.
How about that?
What say you?
So right now, if you look at the NFC standings.
I am looking at them right now.
The one seed is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, I see
9-1. The five seed, so the first wild card, is tied basically between the Dallas Cowboys and the New York G-men. Mm-hmm. Dallas has the advantage. So 5-6, Dallas, New York. 7 Seattle at 6-4. And the Washington Football Commanders are just a half game out at 6-5.
Yeah. They have the same number of wins as Seattle, one more loss.
And remember in the first couple weeks of the season when we talked a lot about the New York Football Giants and how, you know, once you get to a certain point and you become about 7-2 or 5-1, which is what they were at one point, you're like, yeah, you know what? You're just a playoff team. You're the math just adds up too much. Well, not so fast, my friend.
Ooh.
I think the Football Commanders will make the playoffs and the G-men won't.
Really?
Yes.
I did not see you going that way.
Because the Football Commanders, because here are the
Have you seen their schedule?
Who, the G-men or the Football Commanders?
The Football Commanders.
Yes, I have. Yes,
there's also a weird quirk where they play the Giants in back-to-back games. There's a bye.
That's what I'm pinpointing.
There's a bye in between there.
So
for Washington.
So the G-men, their next four games go like this. Here is their end of November and into December. This is up until Christmas, basically. At Dallas, home against Football Commanders, home against Eagles, at Football Commanders. Those are all divisional games, Josh. I don't know if you noticed that.
I do know that.
They might lose them all.
Wow, these are two tough schedules for both of these teams.
They might lose all of those games.
The Commanders they host the Falcons, sneaky good team. I think Atlanta plays tough even if they don't win. At the Giants, versus the Giants, at the Niners, versus the Browns, so we'll have Deshaun Watson back, versus the Cowboys.
The Niners is tough, yeah.
You got to figure the Giants and Commanders will split, right?
So, look, the Giants, have 5 more divisional games in 7 weeks. 7 games left in the season for the Giants, and they have 5 games against their division. And this is how it's usually stacks up, right? And you know,
yeah.
Buffalo's only played like 2 divisional games so far.
They purposely backload these, so you play the divisional opponents at the end.
But they are not peaking at the right time, the G-men.
I think that's fair.
I think they're going to go free fall mode, and it's going to be Heinicke season. We're going to pop up a Heinicke again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Commanders are going to overtake the New York Giants.
Okay.
That's my hottest NFL take of the day.
You've shown your work on that take.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Take number 4, Zach Wilson should be fired into the sun.
Now, on this show, we've tried to fire some things into the sun. We tried to fire the entire AFC South into the sun to no avail.
Tennessee Titans, 3 seed in the AFC right now.
We have, I believe, attempted to fire the entire NFC South into the sun.
Yes, I believe we've done that as well.
As well. But yes, I think this would be an easier thing to do.
Wilson will not be missed.
A little bit more practical.
Yeah.
We're gonna take Zach Wilson and we're gonna fire him into the sun. He's gone.
I mean,
how could
Joe Flacco's right there?
He is so bad.
Like, I'm not saying Joe Flacco is great or the answer or anything, but that's a Super Bowl defense. And as a coach with defensive ties, Robert Saleh, you need to help him out.
So this is the danger of having the very, very high draft pick. Because what happens is he gets paid a lot. Right. And think about how all this stuff works in the context of a locker room. He gets paid a lot. He gets catered to. You're going to get every opportunity plus some. When people think you're not good, you're going to get 5 more weeks on top of that.
Because you got to know, right? You got to be sure.
You got to know because you're an investment, right?
Absolutely.
So what happens when you get into these situations where the guy is so clearly bad and the teams are reluctant to move on from him is... the team starts hating him, and the team doesn't start. The team's not responding to him. The team doesn't respond to him anymore. That can turn into a really ugly situation quickly.
Pretty rare that a quarterback.
And the Jets are good. That's the problem. The Jets are good in spite of him.
You don't often see a quarterback losing a locker room. You see coaches lose a locker room.
Into the sun.
Who they have this weekend? Because this weekend's going to be pretty telling. Ooh, they host the Bears.
The Bears.
Might not have Justin Fields, though. So.
Or you can go to jail with Scott Frost. Pick your poison, Zach. Whichever one you'd like.
Final take. Travis Kelce will be the greatest tight end of all time.
All right, so I talked about this with Alan earlier. I pulled up pulled up some numbers here. So Travis Kelce's played 137 career games. Tony Gonzalez played in 270. Would you say that Tony Gonzalez is probably the top tight end of all time right now, just body of work?
I would put him ahead of Gronk.
I would as well. Gronk's got the rings to prove it, and Gronk had, he was a bright, shining star for a short period of time.
If you want to go Gronk, I'm not gonna get all indignant and fight you on it, but yeah.
Tony Gonzalez played 270 career games.
He did.
Travis Kelce's 137, so just about half Travis Kelce. So Travis Kelce is a half of Tony Gonzalez's career. Now, obviously, it tails off toward the end, as it did for Tony and as it will for Travis at some point. But he is well on his way to being the leading tight end, pass catcher of all time. He's got almost 10,000 yards receiving. Get to 10,000 and you're the 4th best tight end of all time in terms of receiving yards behind Tony, Jason Witten, and Antonio Gates, who played for 77 years in the NFL. Even though he played in less NFL games than Tony Gonzalez and Jason Witten, if you would have told me that stat, I would have been shocked by it. But this connection that he has with Mahomes, and he hasn't seemed to age yet. And I guess that's all we can go off of. But this has been a really, really prolific 5 years.
It's incredible looking at this. I'm looking at the
StatMuse.
Yeah, the same page you are. Mm-hmm. Great visuals on this graphic, by the way. I really like this. It's amazing how Shannon Sharpe is still top five on half the games, half the target, a thousand fewer targets
he was
than a lot of these guys.
For a really, really short period of time, he was amazing.
He should host his own show.
And yell at a guy who makes no sense.
Yell at an old man.
So these are the best tight ends of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Tony G, Jason Witten, Antonio Gates, Shannon Sharpe, Travis Kelce, Rob Gronkowski. Is that where you cut it? And then you go to Greg Olsen, Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, that's the next tier for sure.
Zach Ertz is already making his way up the list in terms of receiving yards rapidly.
Hmm.
I recently saw Travis Kelce. He was forced by his brother, Jason, on his podcast to like do his Mount Rushmore. And he did have Kellen Winslow Sr. on there.
Okay.
The OG.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that statement, Josh. I think he's going to be the best tight end of all time. Some Chiefs fans are already saying that right now. And it's weird that they don't remember Tony Gonzalez. I feel like Tony Gonzalez would be memorable for Chiefs fans.
Yeah, definitely. Have a nice soft spot for them. But no rings. Yeah, Travis Kelce will certainly be in the conversation in the three or four.
And that's NFL reaction overreaction. Josh's worst five teams in the NFL. Once again, competition continues to get fierce.
Really does.
It is just loading up. We know who the worst team is, I think.
Yes, we do.
But look, if you look at the standings in the NFL, look how many 3-7 teams there are.
There are 8 teams with 3 wins.
There are a lot of people vying for pick number 2. Yeah, in the NFL draft.
There are only 4 spots for those 8 teams. So I'm really glad you brought that up.
We'll be back with that next year on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.